The roster of the soon-to-be-famous, who graced KWEM's airwaves in the late 1940s and early 1950s, includes B.B. King, Elvis Presley, Sonny Boy Williamson, and this man.
Hello, folks. This is Johnny Cash.
In 1955, Cash and the Tennessee Two performed on KWEM.
Folks, this is our first time to be coming out your way by way of radio.
At the time, the station aired live music and charged performers a fee for a 15-minute slot.
If you had $25, you got to be on the radio. They didn't care. It turns out that there were some incredible musicians in the area, and they showed up.
Dale Franklin has researched KWEM with a fascination that most people reserve only for their family tree. He says performers found sponsors to pay the station's fee. Johnny Cash was sponsored by Home Equipment Company, where the singer had a day job.
Just call Home Equipment Company. Call us here at 483311, and someone will come out and...
And this is what he did for a living. So his boss was a very nice man. I've read a lot about him. And he just simply said, look, I'll put you on the radio.
Wide open road.
Performers use these radio appearances as an entree to a recording contract and to boost attendance at their stage shows. Franklin says in those days, radio was the way to get famous.
In the late 40s and early 50s, even though television had been invented, most people didn't have it. So you're in the new America, you're in a little subdivision house, two-bedroom, brand new, sitting out in the middle of a field, rows of them, pink houses, pink flamingos in the yards. The American dream. Well, at home all day long, you had a radio.
KWEM aired country music, blues, and gospel. As a teenager, Larry Manuel played in his father's country music band on the station. He says performers of different genres used to bump into each other in the hallways.
I remember one of the black musicians, Howlin' Wolf, we would pass and speak, just, you know, hello, how you doing? But, as far as, you know, having much conversation, I mean, I'm like 13, 14 years old, and he's a grown man. Now, he and Dad were acquainted. Obviously, went back in the 40s. They probably knew each other in those days as musicians because the white musicians and the black musicians, they blended together in that they were all friendly with each other.
By 1960, KWEM had stopped playing live music and eventually went off the air. But it has recently started broadcasting again on the internet using a space at the Mid-South Community College in West Memphis. Glenn Fenter is president of the college. He's hoping all that history will bring some of the tourists who come to see Sun Studios, Graceland, and Stax every year across the bridge and into West Memphis.
Tourism interest in things of historic nature, particularly as they relate to music, is a huge industry across the country. So for our community, for Eastern Arkansas, this is an opportunity that the college had a responsibility to help the community maximize.
To further that goal, Franklin wants to turn the old KWEM studio into a museum.
So this was the studio.
The original building still stands on Broadway Street in West Memphis. And on a visit, Franklin waved his arms around the space.
And this is actually where rock and roll took place, because this is where the blues musicians and the country musicians ran into each other and played off of each other, and what came out the other side was what we now call rock and roll.
Yeah, and this is the original building.
This is it. And you're standing in it.
In the future, Franklin sees the largely empty space filled with memorabilia and tourists. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.